And we've been circling back to people we've spoken with this past year who lived through some of its spasms, shootings, wildfires, hurricanes. Today, the 19-year-old reporter we spoke with after Hurricane Irma, after we saw the incredible video of her broadcasting from Radio Anguilla as the Category 5 storm hammered that island, you could hear storm shutters flapping as she tried to reassure listeners.
We are doing the best that we can. We're operating here on a generator, and we are experiencing stuff. But
we are here for you. She told us shortly after that that the listeners' calls stayed with her.
This one man, I'll never forget what it sounded like speaking to him. He had a baby in the room, and his shutters were being blown out. And it's like, what do we do next?
Well, we have reached Nisha Dupuy again on this British territory, which depends on tourism. And Nisha, it's still being restored?
Hi, Robin. Well, what I can say for certain is that the people of Anguilla has proven to be quite resilient. We do operate on a single economy, tourism, and we were able to reopen for this tourist season. Some resorts are still not opened, but for the most part, it's definitely looking up. We've come a long way since Irma.
Well, we remember at the time, Cardigan Carner, who is the Parliamentary Secretary for Tourism, said how bittersweet it was because earlier in the year, there'd been such visitor growth, up 21% from the U.S. alone. You were on track for a record year for tourism, and then September 6th kicked in everything. Windows, doors, roofs, homes, electricity, roads, businesses, hotels. Even your ferry terminal there was demolished. Which of the hotels, because there's so many famous ones, the Four Seasons, which is open?
Well, Zemi and Four Seasons, some of the major hotels have dedicated to opening next year. We have about 30 small hotels and villas and guest houses that are opened or at least committed to open for this festive season in December. And Irma did definitely cripple the economy. But fortunately, we were able to get £60 million from the British government that will go towards rebuilding the ferry terminal, rebuilding the airport and other infrastructure that was damaged.
Well, we know there was a death on your island, four deaths in the Caribbean. And you've got St. Martin, which is a neighboring island, you know, devastated, much of the housing and the hotel rooms gone, you know, when this happened. What about the traumatic effect of this?
It has definitely been traumatizing. A lot of people are still remembering. They're still having they can still remember. It's something that they hold dear. And a lot of people are saying that this is by far the worst hurricane that they've ever experienced. Being off the island for a little while and coming back, I get to see a fresh kind of outlook. But definitely the stories are still ongoing. It's still the major conversation here on the island. And just trying to figure out how everyone was doing, how everyone survived. We're 85% electrified, the island, and hopefully in the next 3 to 5 days we'll be able to have island-wide electricity. But we were, so you can understand that it's been a very trying time. People are still without electricity. Unfortunately, the students are still on a shift system at the high school, but of course with the £60 million grant, the chief minister said that for sure funds will go towards rebuilding the high school.
But are there people talking about leaving?
It was quite interesting to see that a lot of people had made the decision to move off into the UK, but primarily because a lot of people are dependent on the hotel jobs. But we're hopeful that by next year, when most of the reconstruction starts to happen, that a lot of people will, of course, come back home and we can all work together to rebuild the economy.
How about you? I mean, you became an international star. Did you think of maybe leaving yourself?
Well, for me, it was more less to do with Hurricane Irma and more to do with always being desirous of pursuing my education in journalism. But for now, I will be on Anguilla for some time until it's possible for me to be able to attend a university. But I am definitely working on a blog, and I am an aspiring talk show host. So I'm not sure where I may be in the next future, but I do hope it will be somewhere where I'm doing what I love.
Well, it would be the industry's gain. So We wish you all the best in that.
Thank you.
We still can't believe your composure when you were broadcasting during that storm. That's Nisha Dupuy, the 19-year-old journalist and student from Anguilla. Nisha, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Robin.
And we'll have a link to Hurricane Relief for Anguilla at hereandnow.org. Hey, Jeremy, are you feeling a certain sadness looming?
Oh, I think somebody's last day.
Yeah, Savannah Marr, our new assistant at NPR in Washington, D.C., leaving.
And Savannah has been a great producer, a great idea generator for the show, and she's worked with us and Eric Deggans every week. So, Savannah, great job. We will miss you, and thank you.
Well, and something tells me we'll be hearing about her again. Here Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.